Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon-coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you for how you woke us up this morning, started us on a brand new day. And for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, we thank you for bringing us to the edge of 2014. Father, we tell you thank you for taking care of us all year long. Father, we tell you thank you for bringing us from January to December. Father, we know that in many of our lives, we've lost loved ones. In many of our lives, we've lost divorces and we lost spouses and we've lost children, mothers, parents, and the like. But through it all, God, you kept us here. Through it all, you kept our sanity. Through it all, God, you kept us and you kept us by the power of your hand. Father, we know that many of us have gone through some trying times in 2013. 2013 will be one year that some will never forget because of the tragedies that happened in their lives and in their families and in their personal lives. But God, we're grateful. We're grateful because here we stand looking at 2014 in a couple of more weeks or a week and a half. Less than that time. And here we say to you, thank you, that we are grateful. And we tell you, thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you brought us through and brought us to. And for this reason, we give you glory. And God, we tell you, thank you now. And I ask that you touch the hearts and the listeners of the radio audience out there on today. Oh, God, that you would speak a word to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And first, I would like to say Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Because today is the 21st of December, and we do know that on Wednesday the 25th, we will be celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So from hope for today, from our hearts to yours, we say Merry Christmas to you. Today, December 21st, join us if you can for our monthly Sister to Sister monthly fellowship meeting. But this morning, we will be having our fellowship Christmas party where we come together to help strengthen sisters and hold them up in prayer. So again, sister to sisters, we're waiting on you at 11 o'clock. God bless you. I want to give a shout out to my overseer, the Dr. Apostle Idell Cheever. And we are recording from our home station, WSOK, 1230 a.m. in the historical city of Savannah, Georgia. Follow me to the book of Isaiah. We're going to talk about the birth of Jesus. The book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the 9th chapter, 6th through the 7th verse. We'll also be found in Isaiah, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. And we'll also go to the New Testament, Matthew, the 1st chapter, the 18th through the 25th verse. The birth of Jesus. It's starting with Isaiah 9, 6 through 7. And the Bible reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Thank you, Holy Ghost. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Now, you look at that. You think of, we think of the baby Jesus when he was born in a manger. And the Bible says, unto us a child is born. The child is born. We think of the night that he was born when there was no room in the inn. There was the baby Jesus born. And it also says, after it says unto us a child is born, then it says unto us a son is given. And, you know, I think it was last year during the Christmas season. And as I was studying this, and then the Lord just opened up in my spirit so clear that unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And that opened up so clear because yet the child was born that we always talk about, the baby Jesus, but the son is given. And that was Jesus Christ, he, the son of the living God. That's why it said a son, unto us a son is given. And then it goes on to tell us that the government will be upon his shoulders. Isaiah 7 and 14 says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Ha, I thank you, Holy Ghost. And thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. First, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And now Isaiah is saying again, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, Isaiah predicted that, or he prophesied that 700 years before the birth of Christ. Let me say that again. Isaiah prophesied that. He made that prophecy 700 years before the birth of Christ. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Let's go with me to Matthew, the first chapter, 18 through the 25th verse, and it reads, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. And we are talking about something that happened, the birth of Jesus that happened after Isaiah prophesied it 700 years before. So now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. Ha, thank you, Holy Ghost. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus, the birth of Jesus. Isaiah had predicted this. Isaiah had prophesied this 700 years in advance. And here we see in Matthew, where it goes back to say in the 22nd verse, says, Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. But one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Matthew 18 and 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The birth of Jesus. When Jesus came on the earth, it was dark. It was a dark time in the history of the world. It was a dark time where no word was getting out, and it was shut up, and they were under all kind of different laws and decrees. But God knew that the world needed a savior. Once Satan came in and deceived Adam and caused Adam and Eve to fall, and Adam gave the world over, all the authority over to Satan, God knew that there was a son he was going to send to earth. He sent Jesus so he could set us free. He sent Jesus to save us from our sins. No, the world didn't know who he was. They didn't know that he was the savior of the world. When they whipped him and when they beat him, they didn't know that he came to save the same ones that beat and whipped him. But Jesus, the birth of Jesus, the special time of the year, the time that we sing O Holy Night, the time that we sing Silent Night, the time that we get together and we read the birth of Jesus to our children and our grandchildren, and we make that a perpetual thing that passes it down from generation to generation. The birth of Jesus, God sent his only begotten son, born of a virgin, into a dark, mean, cruel world to set a sinner free. He came to set us free. Now, has Jesus been born in your heart? We talked about the birth of Jesus and how he came to earth to set us free. Has he been born in your heart? Take this moment, this season, to give Jesus your heart. If you don't know God and the pardon of your sin, if you're a backslider, this is a fine time to come back home in this season. God bless you. Again, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you and your family. God bless you. Hope for today. Love you much. And until the next time, remember, this is Hope for Today.